welcome to a special beer and food pairing episode of
Brutal Battle.
Yeah, so here's number two. We've done the beer and food pairing one other time. That was our first go. Hopefully it was good enough for everyone. If you haven't heard it, go back and take a listen. It was the Stouts and Scoops episode where we did a bunch of stouts with different types of ice cream. And it was very, very tasty. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that this episode rivals that or even comes close. And we're going to be doing cookies, specifically
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, the type of cookies that pretty much everyone has access to at some point and everybody loves. Well, most everybody. Yeah. Most everybody. I have met some people who don't care for Girl Scout cookies, but that's not many.
I want to go back to the episode that you think hopefully it rivals. Hopefully this is better.
No, that's true. Hopefully it is better.
Hopefully we've grown and learned. And
yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that I had such a good time.
Oh, okay.
With,
got it.
With ice cream.
Okay. And so you're thinking about yourself. I was thinking about the listeners.
I'm thinking about from a pairing standpoint, really. Got it. You know, not necessarily that we're on top of our game, although I hope we are, but from the aspect of I hope these cookies go very well with the beers.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. All the beer is going to be really good no matter what.
So. Yeah.
So, and the cookies are good no matter what, so.
I'm particularly happy about trying one of these beers because I've not had it before. The other three I actually have had before. Actually, I take that back. I've kind of had all of them, and two of them actually are kind of different iterations. So, two of them are kind of new in a sense. But the way we're going to do it, we're going to do the beer, evaluate the beer, then have the cookie, talk about the cookie, and then how they're together.
Okay, so, let's do it.
Get right into it. The first beer we're going to have is Gone Away IPA. This is an IPA by Half Acre Beer Company out of Chicago, Illinois. And the ABV on this, is there an ABV on this? I don't see one. ABV not listed, which is fine. I mean, it's an IPA. I'm assuming it's somewhere around 7-8 ABV. This beer, just so everyone knows, used to be called, what was it called originally? Heyoka. And then it was also called Sunita after that, and now it's called Gone Away. It's gone through so many iterations because there were issues with the names they had chosen. So it's on Gone Away now, and I hope it stays that way. This is a good beer. I've had it before. The other thing is, I believe this was a gold medal winner for IPA category 2014? And if it wasn't 2014, it was 2015. And that's for the Great American Beer Festival. So.
Okay.
Pop this sucker. Rebecca, if I can have your glass. Mm-hmm. And we are drinking out of our Saver glasses. So, Saver, you have not only given us material for the two episodes we did about Saver, but you've also given us some glasses that we can use for whatever episodes of this podcast we choose. So, Rebecca, what do you see with this Gone Away IPA?
Mm.
Coloration looks like an IPA.
Yeah, it's like yellowish, orangish.
Yeah. It's got a nice head to it when I poured it. Very white. Ooh.
Very clear.
Smell that sucker. What are you getting out of it?
I get pineapple.
There's tons of pineapple.
Maybe a little bit of mango?
Okay. Yeah, I could see a slight bit of mango, but it's lots and lots and lots of pineapple. I get a tad bit of a caramelly note on the end of the nose, maybe from some caramel malt.
Just real citrusy.
Yeah, super citrusy. The type of IPA I want in my mouth. So let's go ahead and try it.
So good. It tastes exactly how it smells.
Yeah, it does. Although you get a little bit more of like a grapefruit peel aspect with the bitterness. But you definitely get the pineapple.
But it doesn't finish real bitter. It just has a nice smooth finish. Just really good.
Pineapple, grapefruit. We'll get a little bit of that caramelly aspect too.
Okay. Now we need to save some of this, right?
Damn good beer. Yeah. I mean, we have more, but, you know.
Okay.
All right, so what we've chosen to pair this with, and I'll say that all these pairings are just out of my head. I just kind of sat down, and I think anyone should try and pair beers up with food the same way. Just sit down and think about what flavor profiles you like together and what flavor profiles a particular beer has, and then think about the flavor profiles of whatever food you want to have, will have, and if those will go together in your mind. Because it kind of can be different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people will like certain things with other things and some people won't. So we'll see. So these were all kind of chosen by me by doing that thought process to figure them out. So what are we going to have with the Gone Away IPA?
Shortbread.
Their shortbread cookie, also known previously as their trefoils.
See, I don't know them as those.
So, yeah. They were known as trefoils at one point.
I think it's very... So I feel like that's very interesting, too. Like, Girl Scout cookies are called different things, like, depending on where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, okay. Let's go ahead and try this. And very shortbready, very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, little vanilla-y aspect in there.
That's hard, because when I eat this, I want a cup of tea or coffee.
Okay, I can see that. But how about an IPA?
Well, let's try.
Let's see how that happens with an IPA.
It definitely cuts out a lot of the citrus notes.
Yeah, it does cut the citrus down a little bit. I think it makes it a little more bitter. But you still get that citrus coming mm-hmm. through. It's just fighting a little harder. I'm taking a bigger piece of the cookie right now. Make a judgment call. Yeah, it definitely downplays the citrus quite a bit.
Now, what were you, like, why did you decide to pair these two together? What did you think?
I mean, in my mind, I felt like a bready, like, sweetness would kind of help with this beer. Maybe increase the citrus a little more, but it's actually the opposite. I think the how sugary it is what's killing that citrus in the beer. And for that reason, this is not a winner.
Yeah, I would be interested. When you pick this, I'm not surprised about all of the other pairings, obviously, because they're going to be more, they're darker beers, mm-hmm. which I feel like typically is what is paired with cookies and dessert. So I don't know if I've ever seen an IPA be paired with any sort of sweet or like dessert type thing.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason that I wanted to try it. I wanted to try and go off the beaten path because... For pretty much all the cookies, I was thinking like stouts, porters, barley wine, stuff like that. Stuff that really makes sense. But I was like, if there's something else I can throw into the mix and it might work, it would be fun. But this did not work. So
well, you know, I don't think it like didn't work. I don't think it... Because I feel like sometimes with the... when we did the ice cream pairings, I feel like sometimes it was like, ugh. I'm not getting that. I'm just kind of like... That's true. You know, I don't think it didn't work. I just don't think either of them were enhanced by one another.
Right, yeah. I agree with that. They both existed on their own together,
mm-hmm.
and it actually was a bit to the detriment of the IPA. If you like that really citrusy stuff, and actually I could say, if you're fine with having more of a bitter aspect to your IPAs and you don't like it to be extremely citrusy, this pairing is actually great for you.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes it a little more bitter and it takes the citrus down. But I know most people prior... looking for that vibrant citrusy aspect, and that's what's so beautiful about the Gone Away IPA, that for me, this is not a winner. I would not pair these together again.
Well, and again, it's like you said before, it's subjective, like what your palate likes. And I mean, typically when I think of pairing something together, I want to have two things that are better together than separate.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, no, but I still feel like it, like I said before, some of the scoops, it was like, ugh. Not even like, ugh.
These were
still okay. They just didn't marry together as much as we would have liked.
I agree.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, well, let's try the next beer. This beer is the Four Beans. It is by Six Point Brewing, and they're out of, where's Six Point? Out of New York somewhere. Brooklyn, New York, actually. So, and this is, I believe, a 10%. Alcohol beer.
This is one of the beers I drank when I came home from work and had a bad day.
And I think you drank it too quick.
I drank it. I came home, drank it. I sat on the toilet while I drank it. That just kind of shows you the time frame I'm talking about. And then I told Carlin what I did. He's like, "You know that was 10%." I'm like, "That explains how I feel."
Yeah. So this is an Imperial Porter, and it has coffee added to it. So. A lot of people are big on the Four Beans. Usually when it comes out, there's kind of a scramble for people to get to the liquor stores and pick it up. It is a good beer. We've had it before, obviously. So let's go ahead and pick this apart. Looks very much like a porter. There's a little bit of a brownish, reddish tinge around the edges, but for the most part, it's very dark.
Yeah, dark, decent head.
Ooh, the nose, you get
what
green.
Is that? Is that green coffee?
Green coffee. Okay. Yeah, okay. Definitely green young coffee.
I was like, what is that?
There's also vanilla.
I was going to say, like, I get like a cream.
Yeah, it's like a creamy vanilla note in the nose, and there's some chocolate aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. It's like chocolate, vanilla, coffee. It just smells awesome.
So good.
Oh my gosh. It is good. There's a bit of a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
It's very desserty. It reminds me of like an ice cream. You know, with like I guess maybe like a hot fudge sundae almost. Like with vanilla ice, like the vanilla bean ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
With like a little like chocolate sauce.
Yeah. I'm definitely picking up on the vanilla aspect. I'm picking up on the chocolate and the coffee. So everything that we got in the nose is definitely there in the flavor.
You're right. It's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to drink.
Now, here's the thing. To me, it was like a weird sweetness on there that's kind of like a malty sweetness.
I was just going to say it tastes like malt.
Like real sweet malt. But I'm wondering if part of that's because of the trefoil or shortbread cookie that we just had. Because that sweetness in our mouths was so amped up by that maybe it's down.
I don't know about that. Because I feel like I kind of remember this beer tasting like this.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Let's dig in.
A solid beer, though. Okay. So what cookie do we have with the beer?
Okay. So I call these peanut butter patties.
Okay. Also known as tagalongs.
Yeah. I don't know that.
And these are basically, you know, cookies with peanut butter and chocolate over top of them, which have been one of my favorites for ages. Well.
Okay. Cookies good.
Tastes like what you would think. Peanut butter, chocolate, and a little bit of like a bready cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Not really good.
So you taste the alcohol a lot more now.
You do, but I think I still get a lot of the same flavors.
You do.
Out of the four beans, but you're just adding peanut butter, really. And it's making my perception of the beer a little more creamy and present in the mouth, like a little more viscous.
Now, would you say this is a better pairing?
Yes. I think this is definitely a better pairing than the Gone Away with the shortbread. Still not amazing. I'm hoping that we get to that in this, but pretty good. I would say pretty good. Oh, finished cookie.
I already finished my cookie. Yeah, I think the flavors are better, but I think I just get a little more of the ABV on that back end, I guess.
Yeah. For me, it's a little more slight. I feel like the perception of ABV was increased more on the Gone Away IPA with that shortbread than it was with the tagalong and the four beans.
Mm. So good.
Yeah. I will say that I really do like that pairing at the moment just because of the fact that it takes a beer that already has coffee, chocolate, vanilla, and just throws peanut butter into the mix. Which, no one really should complain about that. So what's our next beer?
Okay, next one is Foo Bark Imperial Stout by Pub Dog.
Pub Dog's out of Westminster, Maryland.
Okay, it's also 10%.
Mm-hmm. This is their 2013 vintage, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And the reason the vintage matters with these Imperial Stouts that they put out, Foo Bark, is that they what they do is they make the same base Imperial Stout and then they just change something each year with it. So you can go ahead and open that up.
Oh, so how do you know what they changed?
This time I think it's written on there somewhere. I think they added it says down here. It's always oak aged, but they added star anise to it this time around.
Where'd you find that?
It's written down there.
Or star anise. Okay.
It's kinda like hidden.
It's not that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Can you do it over the table over there?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble opening it. Ooh.
All right, there you go. So this one, basically, since it's 2013, it's 2 years old at this point. So it's been aged a little bit. And I remember having one other vintage of this beer, and it was one that had coffee added to it. And it was quite good. This is already pouring more solid. Well, more viscous than the four beans.
Other than that, though, it looks the same. Same head.
Actually, it looks darker. Definitely darker than the four beans. Oh, and when I swirl it up, it's got a much more tan head to it.
You're closer to the light.
Looks more viscous as well when you kind of swirl it up. A little bit of legs coming down on the side.
So you definitely get coffee and high ABV on the nose.
Yeah. I can smell that kind of anise licorice-y note on the nose. But
I don't, you know what, if I didn't know it, I don't know if I would have picked it out, though.
I smell a lot of oak
yes.
on that as well. The oak smells really good. and some chocolatey notes as well. And yeah, like you said, some coffee to it.
This is really good.
So what are you tasting in it?
Definitely the oak.
I taste so much oak in that. And coffee notes come in right after that oak.
I'm just not excited about my cookie pairing because I don't really like this cookie.
Well, we'll find out how it stands up. I'm going to be honest. I'm not really so much tasting the anise in there. I taste it just like very, very slightly on the end, but it's mainly just oak and coffee oak notes. And
coffee. It's very
maybe a little bit of chocolate.
It's a nice beer. So this one's paired with like my least favorite Girl Scout cookie, which is everyone else's favorite.
Known only by one name.
Yeah, only by one name. The Thin Mint.
The Thin Mint. And this is my favorite. Even more than the Tagalong, even though I'm a huge peanut butter nut. The Thin Mint is so good. Let's go. All the chocolate. All the mintiness.
I mean, I see why people like it. It's just not my thing.
Although, I have to say with this cookie, being called a Thin Mint, you would assume there's more mint to it than there actually is. I feel like it's not as crazy as you would think with the mint.
From as you remember it, or just the Thin Mint as a cookie as general? Like
cookies in general.
Okay.
Like, it could be significantly more minty.
So I'm liking this more than I remember because of that. I don't like a lot of the mint. It's like subtle mint. Okay.
Well, let's do it with the beer. This could be exciting.
This might be our best cookie pairing yet.
So what's it doing for you?
It's taking the coffee down a little bit for me.
Yep, same for me.
It's
introducing a little more of a chocolate aspect to it.
But the mint.
The mint stays.
Yeah.
And the oak stays.
And the oak
pretty
stays.
Well. It does, it does kind of increase the ABV in flavor a little bit.
Very good. Again, I don't like the Thin Mint cookie, but I think pairing-wise, this is very tasty.
And as I keep sipping it, for some people, this is fine. For me, it's not as much. So this would be my one small gripe with it, is that it's actually introducing a little bit of a green olive note in the flavor because of the mint. As the mint gets a little less strong in my mouth.
So, funny story about Thin Mints. I think I've told you this before. When we were kids, I have two younger sisters. We were kids. We were going somewhere with my dad. My youngest sister forgot to brush her teeth, and my dad gave her a Thin Mint cookie.
I was just like, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my logic works for me, right?
So every time I think of Thin Mints, that's what I think of, is if you're in a pinch, just eat a Thin Mint. You don't have to brush your teeth.
Yeah, you can. Honestly, I feel like I get a little more of that anise flavor now.
Oh, let me go back to it.
Because of the Thin Mint. Because I wasn't perceiving it, like, barely at all.
I wasn't perceiving it either.
You still aren't?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
My palate's not as refined as yours, though.
Well, you know, everyone's different. It's not necessarily refined, it's just how do you taste? What do you taste?
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer with this stuff. It's all individual. Which is why I was saying the whole thing with, you know, you might choose a different pairing for yourself for these cookies, you know? But if you hear any of these that sound like they go well together, like we're saying some of them do, you can't necessarily get the exact same beers. So just think about what we were talking about, the profiles or the style, and just get something kind of similar. Like, right off the bat, I can tell you that something similar for Fubark, because Fubark's pretty hyper-local to us, Pub Dog. Something kind of close, maybe Bell's Kalamazoo Stout, because I know they add some licorice to it. So that would be similar.
But that doesn't have the coffee.
It has a bit of a coffee aspect to it, I believe. So that one might be kind of similar. The Four Beans also might be a little bit harder to get. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
About Breckenridge Vanilla Porter?
Yeah, maybe kind of close. That could be kind of close. And then obviously the Gone Away, any super, you know, nice and citrusy
IPA.
All right, so the last one, the last beer, very, very excited about this. People, you'll have to get something similar because this is a very hard to get beer, and it's been sitting for a while in my basement, wondering when I should open this up. I think it's about a year old at this point, and this is by Trogues Brewing. And it is Flying Mouflon Barley Wine, but aged in bourbon barrels. They have put out before, although haven't for a few years, the Flying Mouflon just straight up. This was a special release that they did, bourbon barrel aged, and it was a brewery only release. So you had to actually go to the brewery in order to get any bottles. So I have Nathan Kolasnik to thank for this, because he actually went there and texted me and was like, well, do you want any bottles of this? And I was like, you better believe I do. So thank you, Nathan.
It's good to have friends.
Yes. And they're out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. And this is 13.4% alcohol by volume. Oh my gosh. All these beers are relatively high. The last two were 10. And this is 13.4, so we got a night ahead of us.
We should have started earlier.
Let's see if I can get this cork. It's cork and cage, so.
Oop.
Little pop, not a huge pop to it.
And this is going to be paired with my favorite cookie, the what I know as the Caramel Delight, and everyone else knows as the Samoa.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rebecca, your glass. I'm hoping this will be amazing, because I have always been a huge fan of the flying, straight up Flying Mouflon. That's always been one of my top barley wines ever. So what do you, what does it look like
for? I always skip the looking like.
Because you just want to smell and taste?
Well, I'm also not as close to the light as you are, so all my beers, no.
It's very brown. I mean, it looks like a barley wine. Yeah, a little reddish tinge to it as well. You can definitely tell it's 13.4% around that, because when you swirl it up, it's very slow coming down on the edges. What they say is having legs.
Legs. Long legs.
Oh my gosh. Smell that.
So, I'm getting a ton of caramel.
Yes. Lots and lots and lots of caramel aspect. Oaky woody notes.
Like toffee.
Toffee, some raisin in there. Bourbon-y notes to it.
Just smells real good.
Little vanilla. Little vanilla note.
I'm not getting too much of the ABV on the nose.
Oh, I'm getting it, but the other smells are very, very strong.
Yeah.
So if you smelled this, you might be able to trick someone into thinking it's 10 or 9%, honestly.
That's one of my biggest turnoffs on a beer. When I smell it and stick my nose in it, I just don't want to be breathing alcohol.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh my God, this smells so good. It smells so good. Ooh. Wow, that's like really smooth.
You know, yeah, I was gonna say it's smooth. It's not as like hearty as I thought it was gonna be. It doesn't have the mouthfeel that I was kinda hoping for.
Yeah, it's a little more thin than you would expect for this ABV, but at the same time it doesn't taste like that ABV.
No, not at all.
Although I am now starting to get a little bit of a building burn in the back of my throat
Are you getting mint, or is that just my mint residue in my mouth from the thin mint, probably?
Mint residue from the thin mint. You gotta go past that. I'm getting plenty of caramel coming through on this. Brown sugar, toffee, that oak is very present. A little vanilla. I mean, basically what we smelled, I'm tasting. Raisin, I am definitely getting that raisin note. I'm tasting some alcohol, but it's pretty well in check for 13.4 in my opinion.
This is the problem with thin mint. It gets stuck in your teeth.
That's true, it does.
I try to swish around with water.
This barrel-aged Flying Mouflon is really good. So let's move on to the cookie, the Caramel Delight, or Samoa, as people know it differently.
I wonder if there are any other names out there. Probably just the two.
Yeah, that is a good one. Lots of coconut, caramel, chocolate.
Now that these are open...
It's gonna be a problem in the house.
You're gonna have to hide them from me.
Well, that's part of the reason that I was saying, look, we can't open any of these cookies until we record the episode. Because I knew we'd have a hard time controlling ourselves.
I have a problem with self-control, one. And two, I have the biggest sweet tooth in the morning, so I love to eat cookies, candy, cake, anything for breakfast.
Naturally, what people should be eating for breakfast is cookies. Although, hopefully you don't switch over to needing some beer to pair with those cookies in the morning. Because then you might have some sort of issue. On the weekends, okay, though.
This is a really good pairing.
Oh my gosh, this is a really good pairing. Whoa, dude. Wow. They are so harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that coconut just adds to the beer. The caramel is basically on par with what was in the beer.
And it brings down the ABV a little bit, which
it
is
really does.
Exactly what I like in my beer. So
that's insane, because with every single one of these cookies, because of the sugary aspect to it, it's been increasing the perception of the alcohol. With this one, it's downplaying it,
yeah,
which is ridiculous. I mean, you eat this, well, I'd said before, 13.4%. Before the cookie, I said it tastes like less. It maybe tasted like 11 or something. If you eat the cookie and then drink the beer, you could tell me it's 8%.
I was just going to say 8.
You really could.
Oh, man. This is dangerous.
So God.
To get through the rest of the beer, we're going to have to eat all the cookies.
That is unbelievable. Okay, people. Caramel Delight / Samoas with a bourbon barrel-aged barley wine. Just do it.
What about Old Stock?
Old Stock would probably be very good, even though there's not that bourbon aspect, so there might not be there won't be the oak notes and there won't be vanilla.
Don't they have bourbon barrel-aged Old Stock?
They might.
Or did I make that up?
Oh, no, they do. They have, like, the very special vintage ones that they put out every now and then. That was the 2013 vintage, I believe. They did in bourbon barrels. They choose different barrels. Because I think we had, like, a 2011 that was brandy barrels. But, yes, they did do a bourbon one. That would be amazing. But, really, any well-done bourbon barrel-aged barley wine would work really well. Oh, my God.
What do you think the barley wine does to the cookie rather than just having some sort of barrel-aged stout?
The caramel aspects to it. And I think here's the thing. I think the coconut, think about coconut with chocolate and then think about coconut with caramel. What do you like more? I mean, for me, I actually like coconut with caramel more because of that kind of like sweet brown sugary aspect of the caramel with the coconut.
I like all three.
Well, yes. But there is some chocolate with this too.
Yeah.
Which,
well, and the bottom of the cookie is chocolate.
Yeah, and it actually imparts a little bit of a chocolatey note to the beer as well. I mean, this truly is a beautiful pairing because you get the best of both of the items. You get the best of the beer and you get the best of the cookie. They really make each other amazing. Mm. And the best.
I feel like I need to leave you alone with this cookie.
I know. It's like sex. This thing is like sex. The Samoa and the Flying Mufon barrel aged.
I'm just going to send Carlin up to the bedroom with a bottle of beer and a bag of cookies.
I may not be down for hours. Just going to say. But when I come down, I'm going to be very spent. I'll just say that.
I guess so.
Very spent.
I'm going to have to call out of work tomorrow.
This is actually dangerous because with how little you can perceive the ABV now after eating that cookie, it's just dangerous. You can just put this beer down.
Yeah. This is really good pairing. Mm. Okay. Well, Carlin gave us one of each more cookie.
Yeah, so, I mean,
because we'll have to finish the beer later off the show.
Well, here's a question. Are there any cookies that you think might go better with another beer?
That's a good question.
I kind of feel like maybe we can find a pairing for this.
No.
IPA. You don't think so? I'm going to do it.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to do this IPA.
I just feel like that the beer is so good by itself. I don't.
I mean, truly it is.
I'm not willing to risk it.
No, it really is.
No. I just feel like chocolate and IPA just doesn't.
I'm doing the Samoa. I'm doing it.
Because everything goes well with the Samoa.
Well, these Samoas are magical. Yeah, that doesn't go. That's garbage.
I don't even know why you're doing this.
All right, you know what? I'm going to stop there.
You know it's not going to.
Because if that one didn't work, then the thin mints and the tagalongs will not work.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I guess, you could try, like, the four beans with the
Samoa or,
vice versa. I just feel like the best thing with the shortbread is a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. So maybe like a lighter style beer, like maybe like a Kolsch, to be honest. Mm. Or if you want to match some sort of like bready characteristic, maybe some sort of like Belgian, you know.
Or what about that toasted lager?
Yeah, actually, you know what? That toasted lager might do well with that.
Who does that?
Blue Point.
Blue Point.
owned by AB InBev, though, so everyone be warned about that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you know, maybe we should do another one of these at some point, and you should just go ahead and pick what beers you want with it.
Oh.
Although I'm sure you'd pick the Barrel-Aged Flying Mouflon again.
Which, that's our only...
with the Samoa.
No, because you would have drank them all in your sexcapade.
Yeah. So, obviously, the Flying Mouflon Samoa pairing was the best.
Mm-hmm.
But what else did you like? Did you like any of the other ones that you would go so far as to recommend them to people or not recommend them to people?
Well, obviously the IPA. I just feel like an IPA and something sweet. I just have not seen anything that has worked for me in the past.
Yeah. I hear you.
The Four Beans. I think the Foo Bark was
the Foo Bark and the Thin Mint was good.
Was good. I think it was kind of an order of how we, the opposite order of how we tasted them.
It's how good they were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So the Samoa with the barrel-aged flying mouflon, obviously the best. Then the Thin Mint with the anise, star anise Foo Bark Imperial Stout. And then the tag-along with the Four Beans Imperial Porter with coffee added. And then the Gone Away IPA with the trefoil. Yeah, I'd agree with that, totally.
But these are all really, really good beers.
Oh yeah, all the beers are good.
Like, I can't even really rank them. I know you like when we rank them because they're all really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm. Yeah, so, awesome. I mean, this was fun, and if anyone out there has any ideas for things they want to see us do, well, hear us do since it's a podcast, we could do candy bars, we could do chips, we could do certain types of pretzels, we could do different types of nuts. I mean, it's kind of like the possibilities are endless. Don't ask us to do full courses of meals, though, because we're not going to... I'm not going to that extent. I'm not going to make all that stuff.
Just me and you?
Well, if it's
email me. We'll do it.
If it's like small things, you know, like hors d'oeuvres or something. Okay. Like, we could do that. Meal. We could do like some type of...
You wouldn't do that for your listeners? You would.
I mean, I would. That's true. If you really want it and you email us for it and you're emailing ideas, that's the thing. Like, give us some of the food ideas. Yeah. Say, I want, you know, this type of hors d'oeuvre, and then you figure out what you think should be paired with it.
Yeah.
But the way we're going to do these beer and food pairing episodes is going to be much the way this went, which is I'll see what I think might go well with the pairings, and then if they're good, they're good. If they're not, they're not. And then we can kind of cross those off the list and continue on. Because who's to say that we're not going to do Girl Scout cookies again with different beers?
Yeah.
I mean, we could do that, but I'd do that down the road. So anyway, if anybody has any ideas for any of these they want to see or anything in general with the podcast, you can send email to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. But this is a good time also to just plug everything. We have a Facebook page. You can just search Brutal Battle. We have a website, obviously. It's brutalbattle.com. You can also see all the top beers on the right-hand side. It's just kind of listed there. Have a YouTube channel where I do short, like, 3 to 5 minute videos about beers I'm drinking in my off time. And that's Brutal Battle Beer Break. Just search that on YouTube, and there are a bunch of episodes of that. We're on Twitter. I'm at Brutal Battle. I'm Carlin at Brutal Battle. And we're also on Untappd. Rebecca, who are you on Untappd?
Rebecca C.
Rebecca C. And I am Carlton Malibu, or Carlin Cook. Figure that out. And thank you so much, everyone, for checking this out. Rebecca, thank you so much for tasting tasty beers with me and drinking, oh my god. The Flying Mouflon's starting to hit me right now.
I guess so.
I went a little too fast on what I put in my glass because of that Samoa. But thank you for tasting tasty cookies with me as well.
Yeah, you really had to twist my arm to eat cookies and drink beer.
I know. And everyone, I hope this inspires you to go out, get some Girl Scout cookies, if you can get them, or any cookies really, and try beer with it, and then email us and let us know what works.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks so much, everybody, and please remember to
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.